New York man wrongfully convicted of murder freed after 29 years in prison. A man who served nearly 30 years in prison for murder was ordered freed Wednesday after prosecutors concluded he falsely confessed when he was 16. David McCullum and the late Willie Stuckey's convictions were thrown out Wednesday at Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson's request. Thompson said their convictions were based on untrue confessions made up by teenagers, full of inaccuracies and details seemingly supplied by police. Mr. McCullum walked out of court with his arm around his mother, Ernestine McCullum, to applause from supporters and hugs from his relatives. He called it a bittersweet moment because I'm walking out alone, without Stuckey, he said. After their 1985 arrest, McCullum and Stuckey admitted kidnapping and killing 20-year-old Nathan Blenner and taking a joyride in his car. They quickly recanted but were convicted of murder. The admissions were false in large part because these 16-year-olds were fed false facts. Thompson said before the court date, no other evidence except the confessions tied the two to 1985 abduction and killing, he said. McCullum, 45, has spent nearly two-thirds of his life in prison. Stuckey died there in 2001. Recent DNA tests and fingerprint analysis from the stolen car matched other people, leading to questions about the case. No one else has been charged.